Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Bro, really?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
This says, if this video isn't being in your 20s, I don't know what is. The raw side that nobody shows on social media. The feeling of not being wanted. Not being good enough. Wishing life was different and not so painful.
I need to use my shirt because I don't have a tissue. Tissue, please.
And then it says, you have to feel these things to heal these things. You know, women love rhyming quotes. Trendy rhyming catchphrases. As long as it sounds catchy. It don't gotta actually work. Or it don't have to always make sense. As long as it's catchy, though, they're going to roll with it.
That's stupid!
And let me guess. She's not going to give any details on what the actual problem is. Because the people in the comments would just roast her. Because it's probably all her fault. If your life is so rough, how about you spend time trying to fix it instead of trying to get sympathy on TikTok? How about that? And you know this isn't a one and done TikTok. She probably been making these TikToks every day for a month instead of fixing her problems and becoming a better person.
I will bet my bottom dollar on that.
I'm so tired.
Tired of what? Say it.
Do you think you can stop being such a baby?
What's your age?
I'm 23.
How tall are you?
6'1". Probably 6'2 or 3 now.
What's dating like?
I would say it's a very small circle. There's not much.
Well, why is that the case?
Because my rule is 6'3 and above.
So you're limiting yourself because of how tall you are?
Yeah, unfortunately I am.
But why do that?
Because I've always felt like extremely tall and kind of bigger my whole life. And so I think when you're looking for a partner, you want somebody who can protect you.
See, this is why I can't even bear to speak to women. Like,
look, that's stupid. There's plenty of short guys who can protect her. If they can't do it with their hands, they can do it with their arms, if you know what I mean. And some of the greatest boxers of all time were short. Last time I checked, Mike Tyson wasn't 6'4". So this is more stupid girl logic. Stupid girl math.
I'm gonna make you my girlfriend.
Look, nobody should feel sorry for her if she never meets anyone and she spends her life alone. Just another wasted woman. A woman who could have had a wholesome, happy family, but she's too shallow and superficial to do what it takes to get one. Like picking a man who's not taller than her. Tall guys don't want tall women. 6'4 guys aren't looking for a 6'1 woman.
The f*** did you think? What did you...
You're such a goofball. You're such a tall, lanky goofball.
Anybody, sorry, not anything. Under my height, I feel like I would be the protector, I guess, if that makes sense.
So if we were dating, you'd be protecting me because I'm shorter than you.
Yeah.
Huh?
What, are you retarded?
I just want to feel like,
Do you think you're, like, stronger than me, or...
No, I don't think... No, because I know, like, with muscle, like, obviously, yeah, no, but...
You can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up. Y'all heard it.
Don't try to use logic with women. They're not going to get it. It's all about how they feel. It doesn't matter if the reality is that guy that's shorter than her can protect her. If she don't feel like he can, even if he's demonstrated that he could... She doesn't realize she's the equivalent to a short man in the dating market.
Shit.
But they never see themselves as less valued, no matter what. But oh well, keep living in fantasy world and keep failing miserably at dating. No sweat off my brow.
I just feel like if you have somebody taller than you, it's an immediate like, oh, I'm the protector.
Do you think those taller men want women who are your height, or do they want the shorter woman?
Honestly, I feel like they go for the shorter ones, because you always see the very tall ones with very short ones.
One drunk man is more intelligent than three women with PhDs.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I feel like anytime I have a discussion about how I feel about being a woman who is rather muscular, it always like circles around how I feel about some men not finding me attractive. And that has, I just have never once considered that in how I feel about being muscular.
What the fuck was that?
Well, the demographics that I give a shit about love me. Almost only because I'm muscular. Little kids love me because I look like a damn superhero and they want me to throw them in the air. and hold them for extended periods of time, which I'm happy to do. And you'd think little old ladies would hate it because they didn't grow up in a generation where this would be considered beautiful, but little old ladies love me. They love me.
Congratulations. Oh, oh my God.
I'm proud of you. You know that. I hope you do.
Okay, so are you going to be in a relationship with one of those two demographics? Well, one of them, I would hope not. Just stay single. Look, if you don't care what men think, great. Stay single. Go les. Live your life. We don't need to hear about it. This is not an interesting TikTok. I think your personality is what's keeping you single more than the muscles. And of course, the Bullring Chronicles. It's the Bullring Chronic. You know the rest. Or maybe it's the tattoos. Or maybe it's just a combination of all of them. The annoying personality, the tattoos, and the muscles, and the bullring. And the TikTok page. Gotta throw that in there. I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head. Hey folks, you tired of hearing this stupid advertisement? You can get access to all my videos ad-free by subscribing to Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month. And for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you could join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You also get access to over 70 archived exclusive videos, as well as 2 weekly exclusive videos. Not to mention you get access to videos at least one day early.
Go yourself. That's how I feel.
Oh, you're so muscular. Would you help me carry this, that, and the third item? Oh, I love the way you look. You look so good. And those little old ladies have me blushing more than any man ever could. And my mother, holy shit, my mom likes me now because I got this industrial ass build that I can help out around the house.
I'm not allowed to go visit my dad anymore. He's like, I don't want to be seen in public with you.
And every single one of my girlfriends loves the fact that I'm jacked. I'm pretty sure every single time one of them has gone on a date with a guy that goes to the gym, they always show them a picture or video of me. Like, oh, you can bench 225. Look, here's my friend. She benched 250.
What kind of shit is that?
Pretty damn convinced hate for muscular women is an internet thing because I have no real life experiences to support that.
Well, yeah, nobody's going to come up to you and say, we really can't stand you because you have muscles. They're just not going to date you. They're not going to just come up to you and be rude to you for no reason and be like, oh, you look gross. No. So that's not really a good gauge on if guys like it or not, or if people really like it or not. The only thing you named was people want to use you now. It doesn't mean they like you. They just like your muscles because they can use them. But you're not smart enough to know that.
Well, kick those heels off and beat your butt.
I either look manly, ugly, or people don't like me because I'm muscular. It's such an internet thing.
Right.
I can't really seem to wrap my head around, and I know my friends experience it as well, is why does changing the platform change the dynamic of the conversation? Like, I do not understand. So you'll be speaking to someone on a dating app and it's going well. So naturally you want to progress it and start speaking on Instagram or WhatsApp or whatever. And then that's just it done. I know as soon as someone asks for my number on my Instagram, I just don't even bother anymore because I know that the conversation is over at that point. As soon as you switch platforms, it just changes everything.
I don't know. I got a sneaky suspicion that it's not about the platform. I got a feeling they switched to Snapchat so you can drop it like it's hot. And then when you wouldn't, they just stopped, you know, messaging you back.
Good call!
Or when it switched to Instagram and they saw your cringy Instagram pictures, or the fact that you're a complete thot, when they saw your Instagram, then they just stopped messaging back. It doesn't have anything to do with just the platform.
Why does that not surprise me?
Anything but admitting that they're fucked up. They'll do anything. They'll blame it on anything else.
A couple weeks ago, I got a sudden influx of DMs and comments telling me that I shouldn't date women because I don't know how to treat them. I expect them to be men and I should just go back to dating men. I was a little confused at first until I got a very specific, hateful, long message.
If a woman switches from dating guys exclusively to women, she's done. It wasn't the guys, it was you. And see, now when you go over to the les side, you're going to have the same results. You're a shitty person. You know, switching genders isn't going to change your results. And I'm glad the les squad got you together quick. The carpet munchers don't want to deal with your bullshit either. And I don't blame them.
Telling me that my ex, who has a podcast, made a comment saying that she dated a girl that had never dated girls before. That was me. And then I said to her, You never hold the door open for me.
Wait a damn minute.
So I wanted to talk about my perspective of that conversation.
Or, here's another idea that's going to be very controversial. You could shut the fuck up.
I'm not saying that she meant it maliciously, but I was definitely hurt hearing that that was her takeaway from the convo, because I actually remember it very well. I came to her from a place of vulnerability, and I thought she was a safe space for me to have those conversations.
Imagine nitpicking so much in a relationship that you would end a relationship or let it even be a big deal in a relationship that somebody didn't hold the door for you. You're not a fucking princess. You can hold your own door. Women just want to do nothing in a relationship but just exist, have doors held for them, bills paid for them, houses built for them, and not give much in return. I mean, that's really most women's nature. Give as little as possible while receiving the most possible for the little they gave. And I'm not shocked to find out that that also goes for, you know, les relationships. Female nature is female nature.
I swear for goddess in heaven, it is only patriarchy.
Essentially, I came to her and said, hey, you know, I'm noticing that there are some things that have clearly been instilled in me from a heteronormative society that I'm having to deconstruct, specifically around gender roles.
Yeah, if a woman talks in therapist terminology, just don't fuck with her. You know, gender normative and feminism, and I'm trying to disrupt the patriarch, just get the fuck away from her if she speaks in that way. I don't need to tell you why, you know.
Resisting people in patriarchy is basic bitch. Basic bitch, you know, word, hot buzzwords, right? Because she doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about.
And she said, can you give me an example? I said, even on a small scale, an example is we went out the other day, we walked up to a door, me on autopilot mode, my body just paused. And I said, I think I was expecting you to hold the door open for me.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Imagine walking up to a door, about to open it, and then your entitlement not allowing your body to open the door. And then stopping in the middle of the flow of walking to have a conversation about who should open the door. It's mental illness.
And she said, oh, do you need me to hold the door open for you? And I said, not at all. I'm just checking myself and realizing, oh, wow, that's something that me and the guys I've dated before, because the patriarchy has deemed that as a male behavior.
And imagine the people standing behind them waiting to get in. So she did all that, all those theatrics, just for her to not let the woman open the door for her?
Stop it. Get some help.
Those are roles that we were both put into, essentially since birth. And yeah, just that led to us having an even bigger conversation of me saying, I'm really loving dating a girl and feeling like I can do these things that have been deemed the boy role. I love dating girls because they are girls. I love taking girls out on dates. I love holding the door open for girls. And
you get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Hey, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.